Festas.
Do we dare call it Tea Day?
Well, I'll embrace that. I'll embrace Tea Day.
It's a Friday, Tea Day.
Oh, but you're probably meaning Taylor, not Tony.
Well, we can go with that, too.
Okay.
We can just pick another day to be Tea Day for Tony.
Taylor, if you haven't heard, there's this album that is out today.
Oh, yes. The new Taylor Swift album dropped at midnight last night. I woke up to go to the bathroom at 3 a.m., and I swear I listened to, like, the first three tracks.
Okay.
I put my earbuds in, listened to, like, three tracks. Listened to a couple more on the way in the work this morning.
Okay.
And then we're going to listen to some more during the show today.
Okay.
We'll play some.
Okay. I have not heard anything yet, so.
I'm going to, you know, usually I need to listen to an album a couple times before I can give a true
100% where I'm at
opinion on it. But be listening as we kind of have some fun with the new Taylor Swift album this morning, playing new tracks from it, plus our terrible poets department this morning, where Nick and I will
be the terrible poet.
Yes.
In chief.
Yes.
Tony or I.
Yes. What is it called when, like, the official poet of... That's a thing.
The poet laureate? Isn't that a thing?
Yes, poet laureates. Right. Yes, we're going to be poet laureates.
Of the terrible
of the
poets
Twin Ports,
department?
Of the Twin Ports this morning as we write terrible poems.
All right. We'll also, by the way, beside being, I guess, wall-to-wall Taylor, have a chance to win some money. Our 30 grand in your hand giveaway continues 8 o'clock hour this morning. And some other fun. I'm going to save this for a little bit later, but we have some non-Taylor music news. Big boy band potential news.
Oh, I like boy band news. Yeah, we're not going to be, you know.
We're not all Taylor all the time.
Yeah, I don't want to freak people out for the non-Taylor people.
No.
The few of them.
So,
like my son.
We got something for everybody, as we always do.
Mix 108, good morning. It's the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. I got a song in my head, and I'm going to give some clues to said song, and we'll see if you can guess it along with Nick. And if you do, well, good on you. You win the Friday edition of Song in 60.
I dare you to beat me. See if you can beat me to the answer.
There we go. Okay.
Challenge is out there.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
I'm trying to come up with clues in my head. Okay, here we go.
On the fly.
All right, on the fly. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Song in 60 starts right now. Only murderers in the building.
Selena Gomez.
Okay, yeah, very good. Okay, got that out of the way. Figured that'd be easy. Since Steve Martin doesn't have a hit album that we play.
No.
Not new, but
old.
I'm
the nice hint there, Tony. I'm
not hate, but
same old love.
Yeah. This is the song I'm looking for. Very good. Yeah, Selena Gomez. Same old love. Great job, Nick. Way
Thank
to go.
You. Thank you, Tony.
You just nail this every time. It is your song in 60 today on this Friday. Taylor's friend, Selena Gomez.
Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Friday morning. Taylor Swift there. And, of course, new album is out today. I have not heard any of it yet. Tony said he's sampled a little bit of it.
I've listened to a few tracks. Like I said, I got up at, like, 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, well, I might as well, while I'm up, listen to a few tracks.
So someone who's heard probably the whole album at least a couple times now is her significant other, Travis Kelce. So the folks with Page Six say they've got a source who allegedly knows what Travis Kelce's favorite songs on the album are.
Right. The track list, of course, has been out for weeks now.
Yep.
And he's apparently likes two particular songs.
Yeah.
Two particular songs.
So those two songs are from the Tortured Poets Department. Down Bad.
Okay.
And L-O-M-L? Lomel?
I think that's
an abbreviation.
It's an abbreviation for... what does it stand for?
I don't remember.
We're sounding... Love of My Life.
Oh, so we're sounding...
Or Loss of My Life.
So, yes.
So people are speculating that this might be the song, a love song about Travis. So maybe that's why he likes it.
Of course he would. Yeah, another meaning apparently, soulmate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
What a web search suggests. So, yeah, those make sense. I was... The two songs that stand out to me, because they're different than the rest of them, are the collaborations. I'm curious to hear those, because there was one with Florence and the Machine,
mm-hmm.
and there's one with Posty.
Mm-hmm. The posty one's pretty good.
Okay. Okay. So that's good news, because those are the ones that, like, I love a good collaboration. Any good collaboration with any musicians, especially the ones that kind of push the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to checking those out.
I don't know that it pushes the boundaries much, but
not to say those do, but the ones that do are fun.
I mean,
fun.
We could play it. We should play it.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe in a couple minutes we'll play that song.
Okay. All right,
we'll play the new post and Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
Maybe that'll be the first one we play this morning.
Wow. Which, by the way, so we're not going wall to wall Taylor, but we're going to be playing some Taylor Swift through the course of the day.
Starting at 9 o'clock this morning, every 13th of the hour.
Okay.
Every 9:13,
right.
10:13, 11:13. Listen in for new tracks from the new album. So we'll play a new track every hour from the new album today and all weekend long on the 13s, Taylor on the 13s.
Of course, you know, a number that has some meaning to Taylor.
And you can win a special limited edition vinyl of the new album on the website. So go to mix108.com or the Mix108 app, and you can win, enter to win that vinyl now.
One other thing is that we've got our terrible poets department. We're going to be diving into this morning, too.
I got a few gems ready to roll, man. You're going to love.
It's going to be great.
You're going to love the one I did about fried chicken.
Oh, I'm not going to share any of the details behind any of mine.
I'm going to give you a little tease. I did it in the style of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, you did do one.
Yep.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss style poem about fried chicken.
Nice.
It's
very nice.
It's a great piece of work.
I feel like I need to change up. I need to go like Robert Frost on one of mine now. Just to like go totally different.
I am kind of working one that's a little bit kind of Shakespearean, if you will. With, you know, the big, you know, thou shalt. Those type of words.
The classic.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll do that later on this morning. First, Nick's nonsense on the way here in a matter of minutes. That's coming up here in a little bit on Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Friday. Nick's nonsense this morning. Heads up any criminals out there, potential criminals. If you happen to find yourself behind the wheel of a stolen vehicle, there's certain things you probably should not do.
Okay.
This is just one example. Denver area, Colorado. There was somebody who was driving a stolen vehicle as a part of a delivery service. So that's not what it is. So here's the story. Someone had a food order that they had ordered through a delivery service, did not get it, and the Boulder police had to explain why, saying, your delivery driver is on their way to jail.
Oops.
So police say that they ended up catching a delivery driver wanted for arrest. The reason they caught the individual is because the driver asked a couple police officers for directions while driving the stolen vehicle. You don't want to do that.
No, that's a bad look.
Yeah, so it might seem like an unlikely story, but it did indeed happen in Colorado, happened over the weekend. According to the Boulder police, two officers they spotted a stolen car thanks to a flock camera system and began following the driver in an unmarked police car. Police said the driver actually called out to the officer saying, hey, looking for some directions.
Yeah, they're like, we'll give you directions to jail. Yeah,
exactly. It was actually, this driver was actually doing a legit food delivery order, was looking for directions to make the delivery. Instead of getting a tip on how to get to where they were going, the driver was placed in handcuffs. And the police took the driver and they had a passenger with them both into custody.
Man, my food.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. You didn't get your order. The female passenger had two prior motor vehicle theft convictions riding around in the vehicle, as well as some other outstanding warrants for drugs and things like that. Not a good situation. So the passenger was arrested on charges of unlawful possession of drugs and also involved in the vehicle theft. The police also found drugs in the vehicle, so not a good situation, but again, you probably want to be a little bit more inconspicuous if you're driving a stolen vehicle.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, draw the police's attention to you, that's for sure.
Well, and bold move to be like, hey, cops!
Yeah.
Question for you, how do I get to 123 Street?
Yeah, trying to bring this turkey sub over to...
anyway, It's a good thing that there are some criminals as dumb as they are, because there's a lot of cops that their jobs get really easy when stuff right. like that happens.
Yeah, the reason why they're criminals, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. And there's Nick's nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Friday. Scattered snow showers possible through the day today. It is 31 degrees right now downtown Duluth. The Mix 108 studio's radar is showing some snow flurries making their way through the region, so you might see. So I saw some snow flurries last night, too.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was out having a beer with some friends and
some lads.
Looked out the window and I'm like, that's snowflakes.
Look at that,
and somebody's
lads. Snowing out there, lads, today.
So more of that today, but we do see some of after today. We'll get through a high of around 42 in those snow chances. Tomorrow, 47, partly sunny, breezy. Sunday, sunny, breezy, 56. Next week, we'll start off around 60, but some rain and snow chances as we see temperatures up and down next week, too. So April in the Northland, Tony.
Well, that's, you know, as a famous musician once said from Minnesota, sometimes it snows in April.
Sometimes it does. You're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong.
Let's see. In other news this morning, let's see. Target is embracing pickleball. Did you see this? Target has unleashed a brand new line of pickleball clothing and accessories.
Huh.
80 different items in all.
Jeez.
Start at $9.99, go up to about $50. But whether you're looking to try to get into pickleball for the first time, or maybe you're an experienced pickleball player, Target sees you, I guess. So this, they're jumping on the trend.
This was a big thing for the last year, couple years, but is it still at that level, or has it come down a little bit? Like,
no,
is Target late to the game? Or
pickleball is still gaining in popularity.
Okay.
Increasing in participation by nearly 40% in the last 2 years. So it's still gaining steam.
Okay.
And it's the fastest growing sport in America, with 35 million Americans that play pickleball regularly. I've never played it. I'd like to play it. It looks like a fun game.
Also, we have
some
pickleball. We'll have to use our new pickleball equipment that we were given.
But I'd like to play the game. I know there's a few places in town you can play, right?
That's the thing, is I don't know where. Right?
Yeah, I guess I don't. Call us up and let us know, like, where, if you play pickleball, where you play pickleball, and can we come play with you?
Right.
7402-MIX, or hit up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic and tell us about where you play pickleball in the Twin Ports.
So
I don't know where you would
play. Yeah, I have no idea. So yeah, let us in on the hint so we can check it out. Later on this morning, obviously it's, you know, big Taylor Swift day today. But
it is?
If you haven't heard. I've got some big boy band news as well. So for the boy band lovers.
We can love Taylor and boy bands.
Yeah, so I'm not saying it has to be one or the other.
Okay.
But I've got some news for you later on this morning.
It better have an N in its name, or I'm not going to be happy about the story. Not that boy band.
Maybe you don't. We'll get there when we get there. Plus, more opportunities to win money. We kick off the 30 grand your head giveaway again for the day. That's coming up a little under an hour from now. You're in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Friday. All right. So, Fortnite, Taylor Swift, Post Malone, like you said, the first song off of, surprise, a double album.
Yeah, right? I knew there was something up. Anyways, yep, so Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department is out today, and apparently it's a double album, so there's 31 new Taylor Swift tracks, and we'll be featuring a bunch of the new tracks today, starting at 9 a.m. Listen every hour on the 13th, so...
Yes.
Taylor on the 13th, so new Taylor tracks every hour, 13 past today,
and by the way,
through the weekend, so be listening.
Did get a message about how to win the Taylor Swift album. Somebody had heard. Are you giving something away? We got details on our website about that.
Yeah, we do have Taylor's vinyl. Well, at least the first half of the album to give away. I don't know about the second half of the album. But if you want a chance to win the new Tortured Poets Department on vinyl, you can go to the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. And enter to win. And we'll play a few more tracks before the morning show's done from the new album. I'm busy combing the lyrics for Shade. And there's a good There's a track called hold up. It's called
That one. I love one.
It's called Thank You, Amy. It's called Thank You, Amy.
Oh.
And there's no doubt that it's aimed right square towards Kim Kardashian.
Wow.
Yeah. The Kim Kardashian shade track is officially out now.
Interesting.
So Kanye got a song of Taylor's that he can finally like
they're,
get behind.
They're mending that bridge.
Kanye's calling up and saying, I like that song. That's a good song. So there's a bunch. I don't think we'll be playing that one this morning, though, because I don't know that we have the edited version of it.
Well, that would probably be preventative,
Stick around. We'll be playing some more tracks that this morning. And I know that we have some poetry to do as well this morning. I know we have a couple of subjects to work on. I have already completed one on fried chicken.
Nice. I got a couple emails that were Minnesota themed.
Okay, so we're gonna do two a piece, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I've already finished one. I need one more topic, though.
Okay.
So if somebody's got a topic, we're gonna do the terrible poets department this morning. So I got one poem already done. Nick's working on a couple. Yep. Do you need another topic?
I'll take any inspiration because I don't know. I have, I thank the people that sent me the ideas, but I'll take other ideas just in case.
If you got a fun idea of a poem that you would like to hear Nick and I write as we celebrate the tortured poets department with our own terrible poets department, 7402 mix, and you just give us anything, any topic, and we'll see what we can do to write a poem. We'll take some ideas here in the next few minutes before we go back to the lab and continue writing our poems.
Yes, indeed. So you let us know, hit us up at our mobile app, give us a call. And to clarify, so anything, you know, if it's a ice cream topping, a person, landmark.
I don't care. I just did I did a Dr. Seuss poem about fried chicken. So
I'm really intrigued by this. And then, you know, also if you've got a style you would like to hear the poem in.
Who's that? When I was a kid, there was a Sheldon or something. There's a poet. I always had like the big books, kind of like white covers with like drawings on the front. I don't know. They were all poetry, I believe, like short poems. Sheldon, I don't know. If somebody knows that, you need to call me up because it's been driving me crazy all morning. 7402 mix. There's like a I would say like a kid's poet, kind of like a Dr. Seuss, but not really. Kind of shorter poems.
I'm blanking on that.
Sheldon or Shelley or I don't even remember. It's driving me crazy, though.
Help us out.
Nothing?
No, I can't think. Not even registering.
Okay.
So, sorry.
7402 mix. Am I crazy or can you help me out on this? I'm probably crazy.
That could be. Mix. What a way, Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Friday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart with you. And Tony decided we were going to do some poetry today.
Oh, I like how you just put this on me. You're part of this show, too. You're 50% of the show.
I am. You're not wrong.
You could have vetoed it.
I didn't feel that strongly about vetoing. No,
because you like poetry. You wanted to do it.
I'm a deeply poetic and artistic person. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
So we asked for some inspiration. Got some feedback from people. Got a couple messages on Facebook. I got actually some text messages from friends of mine who gave ideas. A couple emails. So we've got some. We could do more through the morning too if people give us more inspiration.
I have three ready to go. Okay, I've done three. I've done one to fried chicken. One about fried chicken in the voice of Dr. Seuss.
Okay,
I've done a poem about the lift bridge.
No, nice. Okay.
In the voice of William Shakespeare.
Wow.
And then I also wrote a funny poem about riding a donkey in downtown Duluth.
Okay. So I
donkey riding in downtown Duluth.
All right then. I have two. A third one I'm working on, but I have a hot dish haiku.
Ooh, a hot dish haiku. I like that.
And then I have a poem about the Vikings.
Oh, that's a
loser. You probably know where that's going.
Yeah, that's going to be depressing, I'm sure. Well, the poem is called, what, Wide Left?
No comment. Well, would you like to lead off?
Oh, do you want me to go? Do you want me to? How about I do my one about fried chicken?
Okay.
Since that's the one I've been talking about the most. It's called Fried Chicken. Ode to Fried. How about Ode to Fried Chicken?
I like it.
In a kitchen so bright,
with a sizzle and pop, fried chicken was born with a flippity flop. The oil went splish and the batter went splat, creating a dish that was yummy like that. With skin like the sun, all crispy and gold, a flavor so tasty, both tender and bold, the smell filled the house from the attic to the floor, and tummies all rumbled. They wanted some more. With biscuits so fluffy and gravy so thick, you gobble it down with a slurp and a lick. A crunch and a munch. What a wonderful treat. Fried chicken so yummy. You just can't be beat. So whether you like it with waffles so sweet or on its own, it's a joyful retreat. Fried chicken, oh goodness, it fills you with glee. The tastiest bird from the land to the sea.
Very nice.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You you went a lot harder than I did on mine. Mine are shorter.
Well, haikus are meant to be short.
Well, the haiku, yeah, definitely is short.
Sorry, I go hard in the paint.
You do.
You know?
I'll give you my hot dish haiku.
Okay, yes, hot dish haiku on a terrible Poets Department Friday.
Here we go. Cheesy tatered love. Meat and veg in creamy bliss. Warmth in every bite. My hot dish haiku.
That's it?
That's it. They're short.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you got?
Did you want a double haiku?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like the Taylor album. Yeah, I need a double. I need a double. No, that was good. Nick, good job.
Hey, thank you.
That's good. Oh, we can't clap loud. We can't.
No.
Good job. Golf clap. Yes.
Poetry clap.
If you got, I might have another poem left in me if somebody's got an idea, but I'm still putting the finishing touches on my donkey riding in downtown Duluth poem.
Yeah, hit us up with an inspiration. We'd be willing to do another one or two. I've got one in my holster about the Vikings, but you know.
Well, let's do that one in a couple minutes.
Okay.
I'll do my Duluth lift bridge in the form of Shakespeare. And then you do your Vikings right. one. I Sounds can't wait good. To hear your Vikings one.
Well, we'll get to that here soon.
Okay.
Also, remember, a chance to win some money, 30 grand in your hand continues. Coming up, 8 o'clock this morning, right here on Mix 108. Good morning and happy Friday. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So as we allow our creative brains to just rest a little bit, because we've got some more inspiration. We just played a phone call.
We got too much going on. Yeah.
We got the same prompt we need to write on here, so we're going to keep working on that.
Both just quiet, just typing away in the studio,
putting our notes down. So I wanted to shift gears a little bit and let you know that, Tony, there are two, there's a Northern Minnesota and a Northern Wisconsin small town festival that are up to win $100,000 cash prize.
Oh, that's cool.
For the festival, which is really neat. So the gas chain Cinex is doing this thing called Hometown Throwdown, and they got hundreds of submissions from the country for giving a cash prize for funding for these community festivals. And they narrowed it down to three. There's one in Missouri, and then there's one in Roseau, Minnesota, and there's one in Hayward, Wisconsin.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What are the festivals?
So the one in Missouri is some soybean festival. We don't care about that. It's in Missouri. So the one in Roseau, they have a fall harvest festival that happens in the fall every year. Kind of a neat deal. And then the other one, the one in Hayward, is their Muskie Festival, which happens this summer.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And so the reason that I bring this up, besides it saying, oh, that's cool, is because they're looking for people to vote. So the winner gets, of all the votes cast, gets the $100,000 to put toward, you know, their event.
That's nice.
That's a big chunk of money, $100,000.
Step up your event game.
Yeah, no kidding. The other two will get a $25,000 cash prize. So the other, like, they're getting something out of it for being a finalist. But
yeah, for a small event like that,
absolutely,
it's a big win. It's a big dub.
Yeah, if you want to check it out and find out a place of vote, get the details on the Mix Mobile app or mixitaway.com. But kind of like, it's neat because a lot of those festivals, like, it takes a lot of work to put them together and, you know, get the budgets put together. A lot of, you know, businesses and community members coming together to make them happen every year. And so, yeah, an influx of money coming in like that would be huge. So go make it happen. You can learn more about the events and cast your vote. Get the link on the Mix Mobile app at mixitaway.com. We're going to see what's trending at the top in a couple of minutes, get you another code. The first of today in the 30 grand in your hand giveaway, and more poems on the way.
And maybe we'll play a couple more tracks from Taylor's new album. So stick around for that.
All right, that's all coming up next hour here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
33 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios with some snow flurries moving across the region, a high of only 42 today. So we see those flurries flying around through the day and into this evening, but then we'll see some sun cloud mix tomorrow. Breezy 47, Sunday, sunny, breezy 56. We'll start off the day on Monday, mostly sunny, breezy 57, but rain comes into the picture later in the day and then cooling off again into the 40s for Tuesday. So up and down, rain and snow, a little bit of everything here this April.
Wonderful.
Yep. Great.
Stick around. We got more tracks from Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, coming up. Plus, we got our own poetry on the way.
We do.
I've got a couple poems ready. Nick has got a couple poems ready as we do our version of the Poets Department, the terrible Poets Department.
This is Tony and Nick's version?
Yeah, this is our version. Not a double album.
No.
In case you didn't hear, overnight Taylor announced that the Tortured Poets Department is a double album. Yeah,
surprise.
So we got 31 new Taylor songs.
Yes.
To play with this morning.
Lots to play.
Excited. So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're going to be playing songs from the album through the day today. And of course, there's a chance to win the album on our website. Got details about that. But first, speaking of winning, a chance to win some money. 30 grand in your hand. Code to kick off the day. First one of the day is 462. 462. Head to our mobile app or our website and enter the code 462 for a chance to win. And Tony, want to play another one of the songs from the album?
Yeah, this one is her collaboration with Florence and the Machine. This one is called Florida.
Okay.
New Taylor Swift track from the Tortured Poets Department here on the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, the Terrible Poets Department.
Welcome to the Terrible Poets Department this morning.
Yes.
Where we will delight you with poetry like you've never heard before.
Quite.
Now I call this Duluth Steel Colossus. Upon the shore where waters cold reside, a steel colossus stands with noble pride. The Duluth Bridge, a marvel to behold, its form against the skyline, stark and bold.
Wow.
With gears and cables mighty in their might, it lifts its span, a beacon in the night, a gate that opens wide with steady grace for ships that seek a safe and sheltered space. Its towers rise like sentinels of old, guardians of the harbor. Stories untold of vessels passing neath its lifted form, and weathered sailors braving wind and storm. O wondrous bridge, a sight that doth inspire, thy strength and beauty set the heart afire, a testament to human skill and art forever etched upon Duluth's proud heart.
Thank you very
much.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
I call that Duluth Steel Colossus.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I wrote that all night.
Excellent work.
Beat that.
All right.
Beat that terrible poem.
I have my... That was not terrible. That's the problem.
That's
the issue here, Tony.
It wasn't the words, it was the delivery.
Yeah, right? I am not...
Deliver it like a...
I am not giving you that kind of energy. I'm sorry. All right. So, here I have my Vikings poem.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear this.
That's how it starts.
Oh, yeah.
Gjallarhorn wails, a hopeful refrain. Vikings charge the field, but heart breaks the gain.
Oh, no.
Moss soars, Culpepper throws, a dream incomplete.
Oh. Breaking my heart away.
Favre's magic fades. Oh. Another playoff defeat.
Oh.
Miracle fades after marching on the Saints. Foles trickery wins. Oh. A Super Bowl it ain't.
This is the worst poem ever.
Dirty Birds on the run. Time for a big kick.
Oh.
But a miss it was. The first Vikings disappointment for this guy named Nick.
Oh.
41 donut throw across the body. The weight of all these losses weighs more and more on me.
41 donuts.
Yet year after year, we come back for more.
No.
If nothing else, these tragic seasons are rarely a bore.
I'm
really is a terrible poem. Good job.
Thank you.
No, so that was actually really good. Great work on that. That really
encapsulated a lot
of feelings
inside
of me. Well, we're still putting the final touches on our suggestion.
Our winter one that we recently had called in. Yeah,
Holly gave us a suggestion to do a poem about basically a snowless winter where we get snow at the end.
Yep.
So I'm almost done. I got maybe one more refrain left.
I'm getting close here on mine, too. So.
Yeah.
We were both told we have to write our own version of it. So
plus, I have my donkey riding poem coming up.
Ah, yes.
Maybe we'll end the show with my donkey riding poem.
So many things. I don't know.
Never ridden a donkey before?
No, I have not.
Liar. You're a donkey rider all the way.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say, Tony. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Terrible Poets Department. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart.
We have done some pretty terrible poetry this morning.
I think yours were pretty good.
Well, yours were pretty good, too. Okay. Well, let's not say terrible.
The mid poets department.
Mid to, you know. Yeah. Not quite the best, not quite the worst.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got a couple more poems left, I believe.
Yeah. So we had one of the suggestions we got from a listener was to write a poem about the weird winter we had. How we didn't get snow, and then at the end, boom.
Right. Snow. Just like that.
Yep.
Did you get one?
I have one.
You want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Knock it out.
All right. Minnesota, land of frosty dreams. Winter this year, a trick, it seems. No snow it brought, just sun and a breeze. Our favorite winter activities, impossible. Oh, geez. Ice fishing, too treacherous. Snowmobiling, couldn't go. All because of warm weather and a lack of snow. But when we thought spring had sprung and our non-winter had waned, a different story it was. A snow pile we gained. Then, with a laugh on winter's last gasp, a blizzard roared, a snowy clasp, a final fling, a beauty so cold. Spring's whispered hopes beneath white gold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Actually,
I'm impressed. Considering.
Well, thank you. All right, Tony. God has been thrown down.
Yep. Duluth folks said, what a shame. No snow drifts tall, no blizzard game. No sleds went swooshing down the hill. No snowmen stood white and still. Folks wore their boots for stomping rain. Their scarves were hung in sad refrain. The ice rink turned into a pond and icicles. There were none beyond.
Oh.
But then, one night, with sky so gray, the clouds let loose with a swirling way. Down came the flakes like feathers light, and Duluth wore its coat of white.
Oh.
Kids tumbled out with eyes so bright, building forts in the pale moonlight. Snow angels spread across the ground, and winter late had finally found its way to Duluth, wild and free, with a snowball fight and shouts of glee.
Hooray!
That's it.
Very nice, Tony. Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
So I think we've established we are at worst the mid poets department, so we can go with that.
Okay. We still got my donkey.
We do. You're going to hang on to that, right?
We're going to hang on to that to the very last moment.
Until the end. I will give you this. So we're going to end the show today with some potentially huge boy band news.
Okay. And a donkey poem.
And a donkey poem. What a combination.
Wow. This, ladies and gentlemen. What a Friday. You have tuned in to the Morning Brew. I mean, what a Friday. A day to remember.
Truly. Truly. All right. We'll get to that coming up here soon on Mix 108. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So recently, AJ McLean, Backstreet Boys.
He's a Backstreet Boy, yeah.
Did an interview. So no, that's not in sync, Tony. I'm sorry. But just don't give up your hopes just quite yet.
Okay.
So he did an interview with Page Six, talking about a bunch of different things. One of them is apparently he's going on tour with Joey Fatone from
NSYNC.
Okay, all right.
So there's one NSYNC tie-in. But during the course of the conversation, they had a conversation about a lot of different things. One of them was, you know, what it's been like going through the last, it's been like 30 years together as a band. He admitted that they've gone to therapy together. And he kind of called it their first marriage as a group. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a partnership in a lot of ways and a lot of challenges to it. But during the course of the conversation, the person that was doing the interview was asking some other questions about music and tours and things like that. Because, you know, you do that sort of thing with musicians. So the first question that was asked was, do you guys think you'll ever get together with some other boy bands? Do a tour, like maybe do a 90s, 2000s boy band tour?
Huge.
Which would be massive if it did indeed happen.
It'd be a stadium tour.
So here's what AJ had to say.
I mean,
that would be the epic of all epic.
I mean,
we would.
I mean, look, if us and NSYNC ever toured together, that would break the planet. We already know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Gotta throw in New Kids. Gotta throw in 90 Degrees.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've actually talked for years about putting together like a potential festival. We farted around with the idea of like the Pop Palooza tour. And really, but taking it all over the world, because there are a lot of acts like us overseas that never broke in the U.S. that were there when we first started 31 years ago. Why not do something in the pop space? And not just boy bands, like, you know, female solo artists, male solo artists, all from the 90s and 2000s would be really, really fun.
So like a huge, massive throwback tour. Because there's those smaller throwback tours. We've had some come to the area. And those are fine.
Just do, clearly they know this because he said that.
Uh-huh.
That if Backstreet Boys and NSYNC went on tour, it would be a massive tour, I have a feeling.
Oh, it'd be huge.
And you wouldn't need to add, if you threw the New Kids on there too, I think you would be, we're talking stadium, summer-wide,
oh, yeah.
huge tour.
Yeah. Huge.
Big money.
Huge.
Big money. Big money.
So
but you got to split it so many ways. That's the problem with these boy bands.
Yeah,
you got to split the money five ways. That's why JT's like, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm going to make my own money.
So the person doing the interview asked AJ, so do you keep in touch with the other fellas in the band? Do you have any future plans, anything coming up? And he made an interesting comment during the course of answering that question.
We usually do like a weekly Zoom anyways, just to kind of clean house and see what's going on, what's coming up. You know, gearing up for what's happening next year, which I can't talk about, but really, really, really big, big things. So we're talking about all those things now. And so, yeah, you know, it's just.
Could it be a potential tour?
I don't really know.
Can't say it.
I don't really know. But
something is coming.
Something wicked this way comes.
He knows something. So something is coming. We don't know what it is. He knows what it is.
Now, Backstreet Boys has toured. They've been touring. NSYNC hasn't toured in years.
No, they did a couple songs. They did the Troll song.
Right?
And they did the other song with him. But
so they would have to be the headliner.
Probably.
Just because they haven't toured forever.
Of that, yeah.
So you would go back. So you would go New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC
as
with
the headliner.
JT.
Yeah. Probably.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge tour.
So, very interesting.
I'd go to that.
We don't know what it is, but there's something a-brewing.
I might even frost my tips for that show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm hoping it happens just for that
bust
purpose.
Out the hammer pants.
Clashing styles there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony.
What?
Today's
is it time?
Today's band.
Give me some music. Give me some. Okay. Give me like your Nick's nonsense bed. Can you give me that?
Well, I have this.
Just
one.
Give me some of the little donkey riding. You know,
donkey riding.
Yeah, something a little donkey. Like you're riding a donkey.
All right, hold on.
You know what that sounds like?
Riding a donkey.
What do you got for me?
I need some donkey riding.
This feels like I'm riding a donkey.
Yeah.
Donkey riding.
All right.
Donkey riding. Okay, here's my final poem of the day for the terrible poets department that Nick and I are a part of. Founding members of.
Yes.
Here we go. This is more of a kind of a modern poem, if you will. I wanted to throw some modernisms in it.
Okay.
Not so Shakespearean,
sure.
If you will. This is called Nick and His Donkey.
Oh boy. He can't even look at me. In downtown Duluth, there's a dude named Nick. His antics and swagger are really quite sick. He's like, yo, check it. I got a wild plan. Gonna ride a donkey. Gonna be the man. So off he rolls with the donkey in tow. Through Duluth streets, putting on a show. With beats bumping and vibes so chill, Nick and his donkey keeping it real.
Yeah.
From the shores of Superior to the urban scene, Nick's donkey ride is like a dream. Cars beeping, folks laughing. It's quite a sight. Nick on his donkey. Bringing delights. The donkey's like, hey, let's do this thing. While Nick's like, yeah, man, let's make it swing. So if you're cruising through Duluth's downtown scene, look for Nick and his donkey living the dream. Boom.
The terrible poets department.
That was the worst one of the morning. So
that was a great.
That was the worst one of the morning.
That was you. You definitely showed a variety of styles through the course of the day.
Gonna ride a donkey, be the man. That's my favorite line I wrote all morning.
I am so proud of you, Tony.
Thank you.
And I know we had some people that actually called us up afterward, you know, saying thank you for doing such good justice with the idea that I gave
you. I love that we're getting praise for our poems. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
The mid poets department. We'll kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free, fueled by Quick Trip, starting off with your next code and our 30 grand in your hand giveaway here at Mix It Away. Good morning.